This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Some Chicago alderpersons want to give more resources to the city agency that investigates discrimination complaints in light of Donald Trump's election win. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports the Chicago Commission on Human Relations is a small agency. It wants to add an additional advocate for victims of hate crimes next year. Alderperson Maria Haddon questioned if that's enough given Trump's election and what residents experienced under his previous term.
Communities were really, we were on our heels. You know, we were seeing residents attack people. We've seen him stoke this type of hate. I don't want us to not be prepared. The election's over. We know what's coming.
The chair of the commission says as of November 1st, there have been 223 hate crimes this year, a decrease compared with last year, but there has been an uptick in religious-based hate crimes, primarily anti-Semitic crimes. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he'll continue to push back against federal policies he says are a threat to common Illinois values. My colleague Alex Degman reports the Democratic governor says he ran for office in part to counteract Donald Trump, and he says he'll continue to work toward a state-level agenda that protects Illinois' vulnerable populations, including immigrants, people of color, and the LGBTQ community. Pritzker invoked his happy warrior label to explain.
I would remind you that a happy warrior is still a warrior. You come for my people. You come through me.
The governor says he'll work with the Trump administration when needed, but he says his record is clear when it comes to standing up to Trump. And what's more unclear is Pritzker's future. He says it's too early to talk about whether he'll seek a third term in 2026. The Black Harvest Film Festival kicks off Friday at the Gene Siskel Film Center downtown. The festival is getting ready to celebrate its 30th year anniversary. Lead curator is Jada Amina Harvey and told my colleague Courtney Kippers that art has power in this political movement.
I plan on just reminding everyone and even myself just about the importance of art and the importance of coming together. To have such a sense of community, I think there's strength in that. And so we're going to focus on that.
The festival will show work from Black filmmakers around the world. There will be a program called From the Block featuring Chicago-made shorts. The festival runs through November 21st. And Illinois residents who suffered disaster-related damage from severe storms in July have 2 weeks left to apply for federal assistance. You have until Tuesday, November 19th. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, says the fastest way you can apply is online at disasterassistance.gov. Weather, sunny skies, pretty great looking today, a high in the upper 50s, clear tonight, a low in the low 40s, and sunny on Friday, high again in the upper 50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.